Chapter 4. Stan Hunt had originally hired me to keep an eye on his wife. Now I had to wonder whether that was just the cover story, whether my peeping had been to set an alibi for someone somewhere, whether I'd been playing a patsy even before he requested strong-arm services and I said no. Nonetheless, I had spent a week trailing her around, and that probably made me the current authority on the subject. I decided to stop in. She and Stan Hunt had been freshly separated, and the electricity between them had still been going strong, back when Stan Hunt was still capable of generating electricity. Now there was a blackout. I wondered if the lady behaved any differently in the dark. I wondered if maybe she was the one who cut the wires. She'd met me once, as a guy who sidled up to her in a bar with liquor on his breath and a quick lay on his mind. Stan Hunt suspected his ex was fooling around, so I thought I'd check. To make the pass more realistic, both the drunk and the lust were authentic. I was a method actor. Celeste Stanhunt was a nice-looking woman who became something more when you were being paid to peek through her windows. To put it simply, there hadn't been any need to undress her in my mind. The problem I wrestled with now was whether to pick up where I left off playing peeper, or to cast myself against type and knock on the door. I decided on the latter course. If she recognized me, I could come clean about working for her husband. It was bound to come out anyway during the investigation. I drove up into the hills, past quiet, tree-lined streets with space between the houses. The streets were a bit too quiet for my taste. I would have liked it better to see kids playing in front, running, shouting, even asking each other innocent questions and giving innocent answers back. That's the way it was before the baby heads, before the scientists decided it took too long to grow a kid and started working on ways to speed up the process.